MSNBC's Hayes, withdrawing from the WHO is on the side of the virus. By Ian Hanchett on July 8, 2020. On Tuesday's broadcast of MSNBC's All In, host Chris Hayes stated that President Trump's withdrawal from the World Health Organization is an action on the side of the virus. Hayes began by talking about the handling of the virus in the United States, Brazil, the United Kingdom, Russia, and Israel. After talking about the situations in those countries, Hayes stated, "Of course, the things these countries have in common is that they are an axis of right-wing, populist nations with nationalist leaders that are failing in the face of the coronavirus. And right-wing populism is incompatible with the things you need to value to get rid of and get a hold of the virus, things like scientific expertise, care, rigor, open societies, international cooperation, learning from other people, working together. Of course, this country, with Donald Trump's leadership, is still the worst." After further discussing the situation in the United States, Hayes recounted George Orwell's line about World War II that pacifism is objectively pro-fascist. Hayes then stated that it fits the current situation, and the battle against the virus is not a choice. We cannot opt out of it. So, if you take the steps that Donald Trump is taking, not just refusing to combat the virus, you're actively taking steps that will make people sick. You are objectively pro-virus. After criticizing the Trump administration for loosening precautions at the White House, returning federal workers to offices, holding large indoor events, and pushing schools to reopen, Hayes said, "Donald Trump's actions are on the side of the virus. And that includes the president formally withdrawing the U.S. from the World Health Organization, the organization that, as flawed as it may be, helps the world work together to defeat viruses. Are we going to now join the pro-virus coalition instead? Are we going to found our own World Infection Organization?" Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.